Hello, hello, hello. This is Nick Chancer from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, specializing in helping people overcome anxiety and to reclaim their lives through a holistic approach that addresses the mind, body, spirit. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root causes, and implementing positive lifestyle changes. So let's just say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode, episode 100, celebrating the episode 100. On Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. So today our discussion is on FOMO, which stands for basically fear of missing out and joy of missing out. So the different contrasts and the way we can actually perceive that, and what are the benefits and what are the things that we need to know about that. Now, first of all, this FOMO was introduced in 2004, and then later on went on, and it was really emphasized and kind of fizzed out around the 2010 year. And so what it is, it's basically navigating the fear of missing out, right? Cultivating mindfulness and finding balance. That's what we're looking at today. So how do we navigate, you know, the fear of missing out, and then also look at the joy of missing out on something, right? The counter reaction of that. So in today's hyper-connected world, the fear of missing out, FOMO, has become a prevailing source of anxiety for many individuals. Go, you know, think about that for a minute. Like, we're always kind of being bombarded with ads, and we're always competing, always thinking. And it does, I want to say something, that it does affect a lot of people on different levels. And we, on a social level, you know, are feeling rejected. On extremist, as far as perfectionist, looking for the next hit, next buzz. So yeah, there's many, many different reasons why we're affected by this FOMO. All right, always in a movement, you know, it's with a barrage of bombardments of social media updates, events. You know, these activities leave us like feeling overwhelmed and anxious, questioning whether we're making the most of our lives. And yeah, so FOMO not only affects our attention, intentions, concerns. Yes, attention and intentions, concerns and concentration. We lose that, but also hinders our ability to fully present the content. However, by implementing strategies like prioritizing mindfulness and gratitude, we can navigate the fear of missing out and find a healthy balance that promotes well-being and fulfillment. Also, later I want to address, the concept of how does knowing all this, you know, improve someone with anxiety. How does that benefit? We'll go into that a little bit later. So moving on, prioritize and set goals is one way. One effective way to handle the fear of missing out is by defining our priorities, setting our clear goals, tuning in with our values, and identifying what truly matters to us. We can, you know, like focus our attention and energy on activities and experiences that align with our values once again and our aspiration in this life, which allows us to let go of a constant need to be connected and reduces the anxiety associated with missing out on less important things. A couple of good books, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, that kind of helps, and the whole nutshell of that book is to find what is of actually concerning the highest concerns and only address that and just let go of the rest of it. Great book, and actually very much similarities to what we're talking about, fear of missing out. Practice mindfulness is another way. Engaging mindfulness exercise can help us stay present and cultivate this sense of calm in the face of FOMO, and mindfulness techniques such as meditation, deep breath, breathing, or mindfulness walking enables to observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment. Practicing mindfulness, we can become aware of triggers, patterns that contribute to our, you know, the feel of missing out. What are you missing out on? Let's just stop here for a second. What is actually are we missing out on? It's just it's those conceptions, perceptions, or you know, it's just our thoughts. We just create things by the minute. What are we fearing missing out? What do you think we're going to miss out on? It's interesting how our psychology kind of wraps into this. You know, as individuals, we have different characters, and yeah, it does play a big role. You know, especially for people who are, you know, finding their way through. The younger age might feel a little bit like, if I don't go to this event, if I don't follow my mates, I feel rejected, I don't want to have that social status, I might miss out on something. And that's how we kind of learn this sort of stuff. But you know, sooner or later, we all have to be aware of how this is affecting us in a psychological level. And then rather have this impulsive thinking consistently. Another thing we can do is limit our social media use. Social media platforms often amplify the fear of missing out. Get it now. Urgency. Put an urgency. Call to action. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on this deal. Get this. It's going to make you feel better. It's all a marketing ploy. So, you know, we have to be wise to that. Otherwise, we're always, you know, addicted to the feeling of missing out. Updates and, you know, so to manage FOMO, it is essential to set boundaries also on social media use. This might involve scheduling a specific time for checking social media, disabling notification, or taking periodic breaks from these platforms altogether. Now, reducing exposure to the created highlight reels of our others' lives, we can regain, yeah, living in others' lives. And sometimes the truth is what you see on reels is actually not the real thing. But it's made to believe that I'm missing out. I better go do that bungee jumping. I better go do that base jumping. I've got to keep doing this sort of thing. I've got to get more likes, you know, on Spotify or SoundCloud. And I've just got to keep doing because I don't want to miss out my likes. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Got to do that. And life just becomes a doing that, but not really sitting into ourselves. So by reducing the exposure to this kind of highlight reels and lives of others, we can regain, you know, if we can let that go, we can regain control of our own attention and reduce the urge of constantly comparing ourselves. Comparing ourselves is a disease. No point doing that. Now let's look at embracing the JOMO, which stands for joy of missing out. What does that mean? It's actually kind of the opposite of what we just said. Instead of fearing what we might be missing out, we can shift our perspective and embrace the joy of missing out. How's that? Embrace the joy of missing out. Let's go further in this. JOMO encourages us to find contentment in being fully present and engaged in activities and experiences we choose to prioritize. Now, by really recognizing that it's okay to miss out on certain events or opportunities, we can alleviate the pressure of constantly being in the know, and instead of focus on what brings us genuine joy and fulfillment in this life. It doesn't have to be a big thing, you know, to provide us joy. I'm actually watching a fella painting his fence, right, with pride and joy at the moment, and he by the looks of him, he's really loving doing that job on a Saturday afternoon, even though it's drizzling a little bit of rain here. But man, he's just loving it. He's in the moment of it. There's nowhere else, and then he can sit back and enjoy that green fence that he's painting. So and also by recognizing that it's okay to miss out on certain events, opportunities, we can alleviate the pressures of constantly, you know, again, to in the know instead of focus on what brings us genuine joy and fulfillment. Let's look at cultivating gratitude now. Practicing gratitude is a powerful antidote to the fear of missing out. I'm so grateful to be sitting here in this car, to just watch the drizzle of the rain, the peacefulness. I'm planning for my walk around the park. I'm very grateful. And it feels good. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. Because I'm consciously acknowledging and appreciating the blessing, the experience I already have. And I shift my mindset from scarcity to one of the abundance. I'm looking at the sky, the vastness, the beauty of it. When camping, like, last Sunday, and for Saturday and Sunday, it was amazing. I was just in the now, it was just amongst the trees and the creek and a barbie, a steak and a barbie, and we just relaxed and just shared a yarn, shared a talk, and looked at the skies and the stars. And before you know it, it was like this is like 2 a.m. in the morning, and then sun comes up. So it's just amazing. And that it also is like I didn't. It did feel like a little bit of okay. So it was rushed. It was done on spontaneous. There was a few things to organize and prioritize, but it was a wonderful experience, and it was no rush. And the idea was to get there. It wasn't about the destination getting there, but it's actually the journey in the process, even driving to the destination for about 2 hours. So very grateful for that event. Very grateful for that. Even I'm grateful even just sitting here once again in the presence. Yeah. So we can shift the mindset, you know, from one of the scarcity to one of abundance. It does help us recognize the value of our present circumstances and reduce the need to, you know, constantly seek external validation, or comparisons with others. Don't need to compare. But cultivating gratitude allows us also to find contentment in the present moment. I think I mentioned earlier how we went to, if you go dig deeper in the podcast, you find patience is the reward. The reward from that is contempt. Very contempt. Yeah, contentment. So that is the bonus that you get just being like present, working with the present moment, and alleviating the anxiety associated with FOMO. So yeah, we're creative creatures in this world, and we're consistently creating. But now, maybe with having a bit more thought towards the FOMO, blah, 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 fear of missing out, maybe we can kind of slow things down, slow life down a little bit, because in the end, everything is perfect as it is. And it is an illness to think that there is perfection in everything, even in imperfection. So if we just look at it that way, and if we can just, because stillness is the key. Then there's another one called connect with others on offline. Best thing to do while on online connections are valuable, it is equally important to foster the meaningful relationship of offline. Engaging face-to-face interactions with friends, family, loved ones allows us to deepen our connections and create lasting memories. By investing time and effort in nurturing these relationships, we can feel more fulfilled, less inclined to constantly seek validation, connection through virtual means. So here we go. Where can you connect? Where can you find your tribe? The spiritual tribe, whatever you're in, your football tribe. Your buddies. That before we had computers, you know, we only had a telephone meeting in that sort of place. Let's connect over a beer, over a steak, over a snag, whatever, and let's just have a talk and really share what's really in our hearts or what we need to purge. So yeah. So when we kind of think about the fear of missing out, you know, this has become a really common source of anxiety in digitally connected society. However, by implementing this kind of strategy, such as the ability to prioritize and mindfulness and gratitude, we can get through this and navigate through the FOMO phenomenon and find a healthy balance, right? And it's essential to remember that everyone experiences this different ways, and some to some extent, but By practicing self-awareness, consciousness, decision-making, being happy with what you have, we can manage it effectively and embrace the joy of missing something out. I'll say it again, and embrace the joy of missing out and cultivating the gratitude for present moment. We can become, you know, free. We can free ourselves from constant need for external validation and finding fulfillment in our own unique journey, in our own inner self. There's gold in inner self. So, trying to look through, so another one is practice self-reflection also. We mentioned a little bit more now, so I'll go a little bit deeper. Practice self-reflection. We can take time to reflect on our values, goals, interests, understand what truly brings us joy and fulfillment. Align ourselves with our choices and personal references. We can reduce the fear of missing out on things that are not genuinely important to us anymore. We mentioned digital detox, get off it, regular breaks, social media. Just take a disconnection from the virtual world and get into the mindfulness practice and mindfulness techniques such as meditation, deep breath, journaling, reflecting. Sometimes through that, we're going to learn some, you know, set realistic expectations, accept that it's impossible to be everywhere and do everything at once. Understand that missing out on certain events or opportunities is a natural part of life. Don't fight it. By settling kind of this realistic expectation, because expectations is everything in our lives. It really triggers off anxiety. You know, we can cultivate the pressure of constantly being in the know. Yeah. I want to also now address, how does all this content, all the idea that FOMO and the joy of missing out, how does this content, how does this message grab you, help a person also challenged by anxiety? Let's look at kind of 10 things that we can mention here. Maybe these will be repeated, but the strategies handling the fear of missing out, especially for someone from who's very anxious and who's more tuned in to, highly tuned in, alert on more the what they need to check in with and what they need to notice in this zone. There's a big difference between checking into ourselves and then also the noticing part. Checking is like as if we're looking from from an observer's point of view, and noticing is like we're really captivated by something, especially these kind of feelings, emotions of I've got this and I've got anxiety and I'm feeling I'm missing out on everything in this life. And I just think about that. Or someone that's triggering off, or highly alert and that's highly strung up, I think someone challenges anxiety, think about how much that, you know, this person or you, if you're hearing this, are actually thinking. You're thinking that you're missing out on things, which is total baloney, right? Totally. You can sit back and enjoy yourself, but then you have to cultivate the calmness in your life, in our lives. So let's have a look at this. Let's look at this strategies that missing out, hacking yourself. So it provides a sense of control. Let's talk to that. Providing a sense of control. Prioritizing and setting boundaries helps us regain a sense of control over our lives and reduces feelings of overwhelm and anxiety. So let's just prioritize what we need to do, like I mentioned earlier. We also look at self-awareness. Let's promote self-awareness and practice self-reflection and understand these triggers, you know, these kind of thoughts, especially someone going through anxiety and have these patterns of feeling not good enough if I don't do this, or I can't do this, and all these highly strung emotions. To help them sort of, now we know a little bit more about this, we can develop a coping mechanism specific for the needs. we can reduce the comparisons, which is this thief of all joy, right? That's what it is. Comparison is thief of all joys. And which is a, you know, limiting social media. You know, we don't do that. That allows us to compare a lot. Get off the detox. Get some detox. Go for a bushwalk in the nature. Go camping. Much better. Stay still. And, you know, get rid of that contributor, which can reduce self-doubt and anxiety. And cultivate mindfulness. Again, I can't emphasize enough. Cultivating the chance to stay present. There is gold in, you know, the key is silence. This will reduce the reminiscences and the worries associated with, they come with anxiety. They're consistently going and always being too much in the, too much in the mind, and get out there amongst the vastness rather than the internal ruminations. And what about encouraging self-acceptance? Wonderful. When we get to this level of understanding, we can then have this self-acceptance, setting realistic expectations will help us and accept ourselves and our limitations, and reducing pressure and constantly, you know, to meet unrealistic standards. And, you know, we have to know what we have to have, be okay with our standards. Once again, mentioned gratitude. That'll shift our focus from negative thoughts to positive aspects of life. Promote really optimistic outlooks and reducing this anxiety. We can also look at facilitations of genuine connections. You know, once I mentioned again, building and nurturing those relationships that you feel supported, I feel supported and understood, and alleviate feelings of loneliness or anything that's stimulated from anxiety or anything like that. Let's look at promoting self-care and setting boundaries, your personal needs. Individuals, we can engage in self-care activities that help reduce stress, anxiety, enhance emotional well-being. Implementing these strategies fosters a sense of contentment and balance, again contributing to overall emotional well-being, reducing anxiety. And one more now, encourages self-compassion, always and self-kindness and compassion. Apart from stillness and awareness and the calmness, but the self-compassion is the next on the line here. Embracing the idea it's okay. It really is okay to miss out on certain things. It's okay. I can, you know, it's okay to miss out on certain things. And then this will kind of, promote self-compassion, reducing of self-criticism. And this is how anxiety stems from the fear of judgment itself and feeling that I've been judged or rejected and all this sort of stuff. So there's no need to do that. So there's been a wonderful thing to think about from someone who might need to hear this, who is actually being challenged by anxiety at the moment. Sometimes you need a coach to help you out on this sort of area. Maybe sometimes you just need to talk this out. Look, I just really hope we've actually got some guidance on this. It's time now to go on with our meditation, and we'll be going into a meditation and having a great time with it, and it's all designed on this. So without further ado, let's go into a meditation.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.